I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, led by music director and artistic director David Bowden, presents the Missa Solemnis by Beethoven, a giant choral orchestral piece, April 4th. Our guest is David Bowden. David, you've got the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic. You've got your chorus, but that isn't enough for this work.
This is a major, gigantic work. I mean, it truly is a giant. We have also coming the Anderson University Chorale, and we have the Anderson Symphonic Choir coming to join us. It'll be just under 150 singers, and on such an incredible work, this kind of size of a chorus does help.
Now, most recently, you've done the Bach B minor. How does this figure in terms of the choral spectrum?
Well, from my perspective, these two works are the pinnacle, literally for me, of Western music. I find them to be at such an extraordinary, elevated level that nothing else comes to that same level. And the Missa Solemnis, oh my goodness, it's just glorious. It's absolutely glorious music, and it expresses so well the text, but at the same time, it does it in a way that is consistent with Beethoven. I think it's one of his absolute pinnacle works.
Talk a little bit about the text, David.
Well, the text is the typical mass text, but what he does with it, there's a spot that you heard a little bit on the opening of this time we're having together. The Gloria, he gets to the end of the Gloria and he brings back that opening text and it goes to heavenly realms. And at the end of the Agnus Dei, where he's had the introduction of war, which I think is a little unusual, there have been other composers who've done it, he keeps the plea for peace at the end. And so the piece ends, but the plea for peace continues. It doesn't really ever stop.
Now, you mentioned that you'll have not only the Philharmonic and the chorus and some guests from Anderson. Tell us a little bit about the soloists, David.
Well, we are delighted to bring Allison Bates back. Allison grew up in Columbus. She studied with Camilla Gehring. She sung with the orchestra several times before, and she's just wonderful. She's not only coming back herself, she's bringing her husband, Corey Bickle. And many listeners will remember Allison and Corey. In addition to that, we have Denise Gomez, who's also a product of the Bloomington campus. And she's coming down from the Chicago area as our mezzo. And then we have Richard Monk, who is going to be joining us as our tenor soloist. So we have a really wonderful group of soloists.
You've talked about the glorious aspect. You talked a little bit about the text and the presentation. One of the things about Beethoven that sometimes I think people miss in all the gloriousness is that there's also a joyous and a jolly feeling to some aspects of his work.
Absolutely, and it's there. It's there in the Credo. It's there in the Gloria. I find it bubbling with joy, just bubbling with joy.
Now, we talk a little bit about the forces that you're using, the aspects of this and the reaction. Tell us a little bit about the feel for this that's different from the other pillar of the repertoire from the Bach.
Well, Beethoven's language is obviously very different, but I think where Bach is more reverential, Beethoven is more transcendent. And it's much more gripping. It's much more dramatic in a lot of ways. And yet at the same time, it's true to the text. It is not untrue to the text. So from my perspective, it's extraordinarily difficult. The choral forces have to, I mean, he asks them to do things no chorister should ever be asked to do. That's the truth. And our chorus is doing it marvelously well. We've really learned it well.
We've been talking with David Bowden, the artistic director and conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, about the upcoming performance of the Missa Solemnis by Beethoven, a giant in choral and orchestral literature, April 4th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.